Hi, Craig James for the Morning Finance Report. We're likely to see the mining sector very much in focus today, and there's two key reasons for that. One is the continued concerns about the health of the global economy, particularly in terms of China, and therefore demand for metal. And the other is the news out of Chile that it plans to nationalise the lithium industry. And both those developments had impact on mining prices across Europe and also the United States. If we look at London trade, Rio Tinto shares down by 5.7%, BHP down by 4.6%, and Anglo American down in the order of 6%. Overall, the broader mining sector across the Europe was down by 3.8%, and we had the mining sector also weak in terms of the United States. But overall, in terms of the United States share market, slightly higher on Friday. Both the Dow Jones index of 30 stocks and also the Standard & Poor's 500 up by 0.1%. And the NASDAQ was also up by 0.1%, a gain of 13 points. We had some gains in terms of the European markets as well. UK market up by 0.2%, and the FTSE Euro First Index, a broader measure of the European markets, up by 0.4%. So overall, the share price index on the futures exchange here in Australia is pointing to a loss of just 8 points at the start of trade, or 0.1%. The major weight will come in terms of the mining sector. We saw base metal prices weaker, copper futures down 1% and aluminium down 1.5%. The iron ore price was also down. It was down by $2.10 a tonne, or 1.8%. And the gold price also down by $28.60 an ounce, or 1.4%. The saving grace for the Australian share market today is likely to be energy, with the Brent crude price up by 0.7% and NYMEX up by 0.6%. If we look at the Aussie dollar, 66.9 US cents, no major change in the Aussie dollar through Friday's trade in the United States and also in terms of Europe. There's no major economic data in Australia today. The major focus will be on the inflation festival this week, with the consumer price index out on Wednesday, trade prices, export and import prices coming out on Thursday, and the measures of business inflation, the producer price indexes, coming out on Friday. In the US markets, the focus is in terms of economic growth figures coming out on Thursday. And then on Friday, we have some gauges of inflation and also in terms of wages to watch out for. It is very much earnings season in the United States. Microsoft, Amazon, watch those shares, as well as Meta and Alphabet shares. So some of the heavyweights in the technology sector are likely to report their results over this week. Hope you have a very good day.